Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock on the East Coast. And I am back. This is your host, Ace Diamond. And this is Matt Chat, live on Blog Talk Radio. Last week, I had some technical difficulties, and I was getting ready for a medical procedure, so I decided not to do the show, which really, with the technical issues I was having, I'm not sure I could have done the show, even if I'd wanted to, but tonight, we're going to focus on stories of the road. Now, since I really don't have any road stories, well, none that I can tell without incriminating some people who would probably kill me for incriminating them, I'm not going to tell any of my road stories. So if you're out there and if you have any road stories you want to tell, feel free to call in, hit one. You can tell any road story you want. If it involves me, I may mute you, depending on what the story is. Like I said, the only road stories I have incriminate a couple of people that I really don't want to incriminate. So anybody out there that's listening, the phone number to call in is 323-870-3411. Go ahead and call in and tell those lovely road stories that everybody loves to hear, or that people never get to hear, I should say, because most of those stories stay private. And it doesn't look like we have any callers to call in, so I'll tell a story. This is actually a clean story. This is not really a great story. This is probably the only non-offending road story that I can actually tell. It was about 8 years ago. I hadn't even gotten into the business. I was just friends with a lot of people who were and currently still are in the business. And I'm not going to name names because, well, after I get into the story, I'll say who it was. I was on a road trip with one of my very good friends down to Tampa, Florida. And we ended up staying with my aunt, who had a house down there at the time. And my friend, who anybody listening will know was Lightning Tim Lutz, had a WWE, was going to a WWE clinic at what was then FCW down in Tampa, Florida. And he and I went down together, drove down 17 hours straight down, only made a couple of stops. Didn't get into any trouble. We pretty much each other wrestling trivia questions the whole way down there. And the whole way back. We did actually stop in somewhere near Atlanta, Georgia, on the way back to meet up with somebody I knew. So that was probably the only, that was the most interesting part of the actual road trip itself. The time spent in Tampa was good because I get to hear about meeting, about my buddy meeting Ricky Steamboat, Norman Smiley, and the guys that were the trainers down at FCW at the time. I believe even Dusty Rhodes was a part of the clinic. And the person who actually, and the clinic was actually for a WWE contract. There would be a contract awarded at the end of the clinic. There may have been more than one. I know there were a couple of people who are currently with WWE who ended up getting contracts later, but I don't believe they were given contracts because of the clinic. But the person who ended up getting the contract right out of the clinic was at the time known as Derek Bateman, now known as Ethan Carter III. And in my honest opinion, having watched Ethan Carter III and Derek Bateman wrestle, and having watched Lightning Tim Lutz wrestle, I have to say I think WWE may have dropped the ball on that one. I think Tim Lutz is one of the most talented people to have a shot at a contract and not get a contract that I've ever seen. But I digress. That is literally the only story I can tell without getting myself and a lot of, or a few other people in a whole lot of trouble. Mostly with significant others. And I just like the people too much to do that to them. So if you're out there and you want to tell a story, feel free to jump in and tell a good story. And if it doesn't incriminate me, then that's even better. Some as impersonal as possible, even though I just told a fairly personal story, although I didn't really tell anything that would incriminate anybody. So, yeah, if you want to call in, because I see our lines are deader than dead right now. I really thought this topic would have elicited more calls than just having a guest would have. So I see that was a mistake on my part. But that's okay. We all make mistakes. Hopefully, Well, and damn, if my computer didn't just freeze. Now there it goes. But yeah, if you're listening on the internet and you want to call in, the number is 323-870-3411. And if you're listening online and I can't see you, well, then I don't know why I couldn't see people, but 10 minutes into the show and shockingly nobody's called in. Actually, we're 12 minutes into the show. Kind of hoping there would be a lot more people calling tonight, because I think I pretty much gave free rein on this topic, except for no incriminating stories about anybody and nothing too personal. If this goes on too much longer, I may have to end the show again tonight because, like I said, I really thought this topic, of all topics, would bring out everybody to tell some kind of story. You know, maybe I can think of a couple other stories that don't incriminate people. If not, I may have to start incriminating people just to make things interesting. Because I do know some very, very incriminating stories. Yeah, I'm totally shocked. There has been nobody to call in, and tell stories. So we may really just go ahead and end this thing early tonight because so, I guess since nobody wants to tell a story, I'll go ahead and say, well, this show was an epic failure. And maybe just maybe I'll try again tomorrow night. I will keep people in the loop. I may decide to try tomorrow night. So, for absolutely nobody, because absolutely nobody decided to call in, I'm your host, Ace Diamond. Good night, everybody. Well, no.